These are the Kaishi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Kaishi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Welcome to the Kaishi Tapes podcast. I'm John Hewlett with the mighty Favaz.
Hello, Mr. Hewlett.
Hello, this is episode 154. Today we're doing an interview that I did in 2017 with Learn and Carl the Intern when we were doing the morning show together on Kaishi 95. And it's with Ann Wilson of Heart. Now, we did an interview with Ann for Kaishi Tapes a couple of years ago from an interview I did with her back in the 80s.
Yes, and that's when your voice was kind of warbly and you were controlling the speed. And
yes.
It was on reel-to-reel tape.
It was. Yeah. So this is on hard drive from a computer again. 2017, May of 2017. I don't remember what she was calling about. We're going to find out here in just a second.
Good morning, everybody. It's the Kaishi Morning Rock Show, and we are joined on the phone by a very special person. It is Ann Wilson of Heart. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
And Ann is going to be with us here in St. Louis this Sunday night at River City Casino. We're looking forward so much to your show here.
I did not attend the show. I could not make it that night. I think the Cardinals were in town. Yeah.
I'm by herself. I've never seen her. But, you know, with Heart,
yeah.
Oh, my God, she can still sing.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I've never seen her by herself either. I'd like to do that one time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I started working here at Kaishi 95 in 1976, and that was a big year for you guys because that's the year that Dreamboat Annie came out. Take me back briefly, if you can, to that year of your release, Boston's release. Foreigner was exploding, I guess, maybe a little while later, maybe a year later. Blue Oyster Cult's Agents of Fortune album came out. What a year that was.
Yeah, it sure was. And
yeah, I thought she
was. It was.
I thought, oh, my God, this is going to be a horrible interview. But she continued on.
I think all those bands today are still out there working and having had long and fruitful careers.
Yes, they are. And,
so
and tell
she
us about
said nothing.
Yeah, sure didn't say much.
So your situation now: you're touring, you're doing Heart music, but you're doing also a lot of covers from a lot of different groups in concert, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, her interviewing skills got really honed in there after
all these years. After all those years, still.
Because what I'm doing now is not a Heart tour; it's my own thing. So, I just decided to make a set that was just full of things that really inspired me.
Speaking about your inspirations, I mean, you are still writing new music, and obviously muses, I'm not a musician, but I imagine muses will change as you go through your career. What is your muse now for making new music?
Muse. What is muse, John? What does muse mean?
Muse. That's half the word of music. So
yeah,
that's
what is your muse?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. My muse.
What's muse mean?
Something happens.
These young kids and their lingo these days.
In life, you hear people say phrases, you meet people that inspire you, you just feel things. I don't have any one particular muse.
Interesting.
Now, Ann, you're...
Ann Wilson is tough to interview.
Boy, this is... Yeah.
She is hard.
Compared to that other one, that you did.
Yeah.
I don't remember her acting... being like this.
You know, I've interviewed her more than these two times. I always remember her being somewhat difficult. Yeah.
They won't do a video interview, and Nancy.
Probably because she realizes she's not a good interview.
I don't know.
Nancy's great.
Yeah, Nancy, and we just had her on the air.
Yeah.
Nothing long ago.
You were based up in British...
Oh, this is the man talking, Carl.
Okay.
Columbia for a while, but then you were also based out of Seattle. Is the Seattle music scene just one big family?
Yeah, it is. It's a lot different than it was in the 1990s, in the so-called grunge era, because a lot of people aren't living anymore. There are a whole bunch of new bands, but Seattle's always been a very musical city ever since back in the Ray Charles days, and the blues and jazz and rock and every kind of music. It's a seaport town. So it has all kinds of people coming and going.
And I know the passing of Chris Cornell touched you very deeply. You were a good friend of his, an associate. What are your thoughts on that, if you can share them with us now, Ann?
Well, I said right off the bat when we all got that news that it's really important to keep our memories and thoughts of Chris really happy and positive. What did he give us during his life? What did he bring to us? I know for sure that he wouldn't want to feel that we were sitting around all sad and blubbery about ourselves having lost him. He stayed for as long as he could.
Did they perform together at all?
Hart and Chris Cornell?
Yeah, or Ann and Chris Cornell.
They may have, a one-off, but I've never heard of a concert per se.
Yeah, or anything recorded. No. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't have to search. I have to search that out.
YouTube. There's a thing called YouTube, John, that you should search.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You did a really wonderful tribute.
Wow, the pause is in there. Are they dramatic?
Well, you never know when she's going to be finished with her thought, and you don't want to interrupt her. Right. You know, so she talks in
brutal.
Yeah, in short bursts, and it makes it difficult, especially on the phone. You know, if you were in person, you could see. Mm-hmm. You know, she still had more to say, but mm-hmm. on the phone, it's impossible.
Chris Cornell on Jimmy Kimmel Live last week, and you know, are you adding Soundgarden into the covers that you'll do possibly sporadically throughout the rest of your tour?
I don't think so. I don't think it does Chris much honor just for everyone to jump on the bandwagon of mourning him.
Sure.
Well, speaking of covers, you're famous.
This is a man talking now. It's Carl.
For your Led Zeppelin covers, you've done Rock and Roll, Immigrant Song, Stairway to Heaven, Battle of Evermore. But I was looking at the set list. This time you don't have any Led Zeppelin covers. Is that on purpose?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to move on, stretch out, do new stuff.
Yeah, get off my back.
Yeah.
What kind of a question is that?
So piss off.
What kind
Are
of
you a man or a woman?
I was gonna say, she's going to say, what kind of question is that, ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good,
mm-hmm.
Good comeback there, John.
Mm-hmm.
And when somebody compliments you like I'm about to, I know it's going to embarrass you, but when somebody says to you, you are the greatest female singer in rock and roll history, how do you accept that compliment?
Well,
I laugh.
It's really flattering, but I don't know if it's altogether true. There are so many incredibly talented people all over the world. I'm really grateful that people would like what I have tried to bring.
Have you ever mentored any female singers? I mean, me being a chick, I've looked up to you. My mom was a huge Heart fan, so I was raised on Heart. And I mean, have you ever mentored any up and coming singers before that have ever made it big with your help?
You know, I haven't. I think in person, people I've really mentored and have been more philosophical
she kind of cut out there.
Mentorings. Chris Cornell and a couple of the younger guys from that scene, I guess, wanted some tips as to how to keep their voice and stuff. But,
so she's talking about guys.
Oh, yeah, she's talking about guys how to take care of their voice. Because
okay,
Anne can still belt it out.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so even though she's aged, she has taken care of her voice.
Yep.
I've never really mentored another singer.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And I know right now you're going through a tough time with your sister, Nancy, and we've heard about this. And
oh, boy.
Oh, you had to start it. Here we go.
I was wondering
if
I
brought this
up. Boy,
she's going to be shitty now.
Here we go.
If you're a Heart fan at all and you're hearing this interview, you're thinking, well, how come these people aren't going to ask her the most obvious question of all? And, you know, when will Ann and Nancy be able to patch things up and maybe get back together again musically or whatever? Can you give us an update of that if you care to? I mean, maybe you don't want to say anything. It's up to you.
Well, it's a little too simple, and it's not right to say that Heart is on hiatus this year because Nancy and I are arguing. That's not the truth. The truth is that I really need to cut new ground, and I wanted to go out on my own. And that's why I'm doing this solo tour this year. It doesn't have anything to do with Nancy. It's just that I wanted to strike out on my own.
Hmm.
Got it.
Okay. Well,
I don't buy
you.
That.
Appreciate you.
No.
I don't buy it at all.
I don't either.
Nope. Because at that time, they didn't like each other. And it was all because her husband allegedly hit Nancy's son or whatever?
Yeah, there was some, so yeah, he, Ann's husband got angry at Nancy's sons. I think it was more than, I think it was a couple of them, over something that was going on the tour bus, and he went nuts, and he just started.
He was charged.
He was beating them.
He was charged with stuff, and, and how you and can get over that.
And they were older teenagers. I mean, they're like 17, 18 years old.
Clearing that up for us.
Sure.
So, Ann, you've heard.
Yeah, and Hart is the, that's the breadwinner. I mean, you.
Right. They can, they can go out all they want.
Right. You don't set that aside because you just want to do something different. You set that, something serious had to happen in order for them to stop touring as Hart, because again, that's where they make their bread and butter, their living.
With KC 95. KC's celebrating its 50th anniversary, and we were one of the first stations in the United States to play your music here. Do you have any specific memories of KC 95 in St. Louis?
Well, yeah. I mean, I was going to say that KC was one of the first ones to ever get behind Hart. And
that was Bob Birch. Was our, he was our program director.
Yeah, we talked to Nancy about Bob.
Oh, we did?
We did. You brought him up. You brought him up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think so.
So, yeah, I have to thank them, everyone there who was working there at that time that helped get our music out there. I mean, it was very instrumental.
Yeah, I was here at that time. I remember breaking that album. And,
so she's thanking you, John, in particular.
You're welcome. You know? You're welcome, man.
Well, thank you, Ann. We appreciate you taking the time with us here on KC95 this morning. 41 years after your album broke on our radio station here in St. Louis, and we're excited. We're excited to see you on Sunday night.
Well, thank you very much. I hope you'll come down and dig the show.
I will be there.
I just told a
lie.
Did
you go? You didn't go?
I did not go.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you said.
I may have intended to go. Something happened. I know that.
Let's see.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dan.
No, thank you.
You're welcome.
No.
Dan.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay.
All right. So there you go, Ann Wilson. And she still, at this time in her career, is still just going out solo. I don't think Hart's together again.
Okay,
still.
So they may not be, but I heard from somebody that works at Live Nation that next summer, when all this COVID stuff hopefully will be behind us, Hart will go out with another major classic rock artist, and they will do a tour together. And I think they'll sell a lot of tickets. I mean, they would sell a lot of tickets anyway here in St. Louis, I would say. Mm-hmm. But I think all over, they'll do well.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who it is after we get off the air here.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I've told you before. You don't remember. You're like, eh.
Blue Oyster Cult.
No. Hmm. Nope.
Sammy Hagar. Nope.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, hey. Well, we got to go. Thanks for listening to the podcast again today. I'm John Hewlett. You can follow me on Twitter at STLUMan. On an Instagram, I'm Johnny Hewlett.
And I'm Favaz AMF.
Bye.
The KC Tapes with Hewman and Favaz. For more on the history of KC, go to KC95.com or the KC mobile app.